Sweetest friends, we are continuing our series of Shiurim at Shivas Rebbe Akiva Eiger. We're in Siman Zayin, and we've been discussing whether a boy needs batika before he writes tefillin, or after he writes tefillin. In the previous shiur, we suggested that even if the batika is done after the writing, it could be that if now he's found to be a gadol, we can assume that b'shas haksiva, he was also a gadol known as a chazaka d'hashta. That is basically where we left off. We're not going to review everything we learned. It's kedai, of course, to hear the first three shiurim. And now we will continue with divrei kacho. Rabin shall call Yisrael Amar and Rabbi Kiva Eiger. So Ela delafi atzad shekasavnu detfilin mikachas keschiv yeshlom del Ramban lefi madabiyarnu the medam leshchiv merayisi v'leim mechalek kevin demeseyeh chazaka derav adif. In Ken Yishlam Rimokum Chazok Adam Agam Ken Lom Rinan Dehabe Godol Lemafreya Kamash Kosef Abach Lenin Cheskes Pnuya Delom Rinan Hare Bogeres Lefaneinu. So all other things being equal, if we find a person who is Bar Mitzvah, he has Simonim, even after he writes the Tefillin, maybe you could say that you have a Chazoka Derava, that when he became of age he brought Cyrus. And in addition to the Chazaka Derava, you also have that now he has Cyrus. You can assume earlier he also did. As we find in the Gemara according to Rav, that if the girl was a Bogeris in the afternoon, then assume she was a Bogeris in the morning as well, when her father was Makabel Kedushin for her, and his Kedushin is not a Kedushin. That's all other things being equal. However, it's not all equal. All is in fair and love and war, whatever that means. But what he says is that, according to the Tzad, that Tefillin is called a Cheskes Chiyuv, and that's really a big question in Achronim that Rabbi Kiva Eiger presents. Is Tefillin called a Cheskes Chiyuv? It's like we have a Cheskes Iser. Is Tefillin called a Cheskes Chiyuv? If so, then this Cheskes Chiyuv will fly in the face of the Chazaka Derava, because the person Cheskes Chiyuv that he has to put on kosher tefillin. So who says that the Chazaka Derava that the person brought simanim will beat that? So the Ramban, based on our biur in the previous shir, based on how Rabbi Kiva Eiger understands him, holds that whenever there's a conflict between a Cheskes Mamen and a Chazaka D'Hashta and a Chazaka D'Rava, meaning a Chazaka D'Hashta that now the person's in a certain state, and a Chazaka D'Rava that the person already brought Simanim, like in the case where we had in Bava Basra and Kufnan Dalit, where a person sold from his father's Nechasim and then the child died, and we want to know if he was Bar Mitzvah or not, so you can't check him after he dies, because that's not going to be an indication, like the Gemara says. But if he stays alive, the Ramban says, if you check him out later, if you check him out right away, if you check him out later, it's not going to be good. Why not? Why not? Chazaka D'Rav and Chazaka D'Ash. The answer is, because the Cheskes Mamen against him. And he compares that to the case in the Gemara of the person who writes a gift. And he says, even though now I'm a Bari, when I wrote it I was a Shchiv Meira, and we accept that, we say the Makabel has to prove otherwise, that when it was written he was a Bari and the gift is a good gift, otherwise we believe him that he was a Shchiv Meira. Why, what about a Chazaka D'Hashta? The answer is because he is a Cheskes Mamen. Since he's a Cheskes Mamen, the Makabel has to prove it. Cheskes Mamen is very strong. So here also there's a Cheskes Chiyuv. So maybe against the Cheskes Chiyuv, the checking out of the cotton afterwards would not, or this child who we don't know if he's a cotton or a gadol yet, would not suffice, because the person wearing the tefillin is a Cheskes Chiyuv tefillin. So even if you find out afterwards, a week later you check him out and you see that he has simanim, who says that b'shas ma'isi had simanim when he actually wrote the tefillin? It's going against the Cheskes Chiyuv. And he brings from the Beis Shmuel, who says that in a case where a girl was Makadish herself, and there's no father involved, unlike the case of the Gemara, it's just a girl, and she was Makadish herself earlier in the day, and then you check her out later on, and she's a Bogeres, there's only Safek Kiddushin. Why? Because she has a chazaka of being a pnuya. So the cheskas pnuya that she had in the morning is meira, impedes the chazaka that now she's a bogeres in the afternoon, she was also a bogeres in the morning, and her kedushin is a good kedushin. So you see that her cheskas pnuya is meira to her cheskas, since she was a bogeres later, she's also a bogeres earlier. So here also, the cheskas chiyuv of the fact that the person who has to wear tefillin, we know that he's obligated, that is going to override the chazaka de Rav and the chazaka de Hashta, that now he has simanim. Ela de mikol makom, says Rabbeinu, kevin de lo brira lund tefillin mikri cheskas iser, so it's not so pashit. Remember, this is a debatable issue, whether tefillin, when there's a cheskas chiyuv, it has the same status as a cheskas iser. So maybe the bidika afterwards would help. But it's better than the Bogeres case, because in the Bogeres case there's no chazaka de rava. Ela de mikol makom svirle de lo mahani lahoitzi mamin. Right, where there's no chazaka de rava by a Bogeres, only by turning 12 or turning 13, not by turning 12 and a half. There's no chazaka de rava there. So it's better than the Bulgaris case, because here we have a chazaka derava, that when a person's 13 they have simanim. But it's not good enough to be motzi mamon. It's not strong enough to be motzi mamon, because cheskas mamon is alim, cheskas mamon is very strong. As he compares that to the case of Shchiv Meira, when a person claims he was earlier a Shchiv Meira, so you can't be Motzi Mamon. Why? Because there also, it's not just that he has a Cheskas Mamon, but also there's a Rov that is Misayeya. What's the Rov that's Misayeya? The Cheskas Mamon. On one hand, he wrote a gift and the money was his, and now you don't know if the gift goes to the other person or if the gift is his own. So he has a Cheskas Mamon, and that's going to incline us to say that he gets to keep the money. And there's also a Rove. And what does the Rove say? The Rove says that Rove Alma are Briim. What does it mean, Rov Alma Abrim? Most people are healthy. So if most people are healthy, that means that when he wrote the Shtar, chances are he was healthy. And if he was healthy, then it's a Kosher Shtar, then the gift is a good gift. So what do we see? We see that there's a Siyua of a Rov. The Rov helps the Makabel. And yet, we go with the Nosein, because Cheskas Mamon Olim. And that's where Rabbi Kivega writes, Mikol Mokom Sfilei Lo Mahani Lo Tzimam Cheskas Mamon Olim. Cheskas Mamon is so strong. The Cheskas Mamon is so strong that it even beats the Chazaka that when he wrote it he was a Bari, and Rov Olam Bari. Beats the Rov. So it's true, if there's a chazaka de rava, that's a very, very important factor, but not if there is a Cheskes Mamon against it. So if the Rambam holds that tefillin is like a Cheskes Isser, there's a Cheskes Chiyuv which is like a Cheskes Isser, then you're right, we have on our side what we don't have in the Bulgaris case. We have on our side a Chazaka de Rava, and we also have a Chazaka de Hashta, but against that you have a Cheskes Isser. But if you don't hold, and that's why we see in the case of the Shchiv Merah Yisi, look at how strong Shchiv Merah Yisi is, look at how strong the Cheskes Mamon is. Even though now he's Bari, so you have a Chazaka de Hashta that the gift should be a good gift, and most people are Bari, so that means that when he wrote it he was probably Bari, yet we still say that maybe he was a Shchiv Merah when he wrote it, because he's a Cheskes Mamon. That's when he has a Cheskes Mamon, even though this Cheskes Mamon is going to beat a Rov. But if you say Tefillin is a Cheskes Chiyuv, then it's not going to help that we have a Chazaka de Rov on our side, and that we have a Chazaka de Hashda on our side, that now he has Siris. Because self called self, there's a Chazaka against it of a Cheskes Chiyuv. But if you hold that the Rambam doesn't hold of a Cheskes Chiyuv, the Tefillin is not called a Cheskes Chiyuv, so then we don't have a problem with that. And we have on our side Givaldik, we have on our side the Chazaka de Rava, and in addition, we also have the Chazaka de Hashta. Begam kevin the Paskinan, b'Shulchan Aruch, and Choshen, and Mishpat, Simen Lamed Hei, b'Pshitus, and in Eidus, to Machzigin Lal the Godel Mafreya. We hold the Gabe Eidus that we hold, if he's a Godel later, he was a Godel earlier also, Mani Eidus Aflot Simam. And his Eidus is even good Lahot Simam, Lo Choshesh Shit Sarama. And we're not worried that the Shulchan Aruch wasn't Choshesh Shit Saramba. So therefore, that would be another reason, another factor in our decision to allow the Eidus, that if later on we see that he's a Gadol, so we're Machzir, he was a Gadol Mafreya. Why? Because Lekabe Eidus, the Ramban, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that we're Machzik also the Gadol Mafreya. We're Machzik also the Gadol Mafreya. What about Shitas HaRamban? Because there it even works the Hotzi Mammon. So we see Shulchan Aruch isn't Choshish for Shitas HaRamban. And the Achronim are also not Choshish for Shitas HaRamban. They don't say anything. And then he gives you a few addresses. He sends you to the Maharival, the Rashdam, and Evan Ezra, the Taras Chesed. I just want to, as an aside, I want to give everybody a super duper address. Rav Ovadia has a tshuva in the Abi Omer, Chilak Zayin and Simon Mem Vov in Arachayim, where in Oz Beis he's Marich Mamish Pile Plos. He wrote this tshuva in 1946. He was a younger man, Rav Ovadia was. I believe in 1946 he was born in 1917. So in 46 that would make him 29 years old. It's just unbelievable. And he's just everywhere. He quotes everybody who discusses this Chazaka de Rav. Not everyone, but just, you know, a whole slew of Achronim. He holds, is it a Chumra, is it Maker Adin? Ayin Sham, he says, it's Mamish Pele Plus. As before computers, this is 1946. Al Koponim could be that the Ramban, the whole discussion we had in the previous shiur between the Ramban and the Rosh, is only when it comes to a Cheskes Mamon. A Cheskes Mamon, the Ramban is Machmir, not to be Somech on the Chazaka de Hashta. That now he's a Gadol, he was a Gadol earlier, but not when it comes to Tefillin, maybe by Tefillin he's Moda. So therefore, Yesh Lismoch al Yidei Abdika Lahachshir HaTefillin Shekosav Koidim Abnika B'Divshas Yud Gimel Ve'elach. So you can be Somech afterwards, if you find to be a Gadol, that Somech on the Bedika after he wrote the Tefillin, that B'Shas, that he wrote the Tefillin, he was also a Gadol. A Ach kol zeh b'tfilin shekosev achar shehu yadua v'beis edim shehu ben yad gimel shanim. Daf achar abdika v'nimtzu lo beis Cyrus im eino yochel levarer b'beirur shehu ben yad gimel shanim eino b'cheskes gadol b'tzarech shehu l'ribu Cyrus k'di'isa b'evena ezer. So this is all by tfilin that it's known with beis edim that he's 13 years old. Because after Bedika, that he's found to have two Cyrus, if we don't know that he was 13 years old, he's not Becheskes Gadol. He has to have Ribui Cyrus in order to say that he was Becheskes Gadol earlier. And now, you need Ribui Cyrus. That proves that he's 13. But without the Ribui Cyrus, it doesn't go. As it says in Eben Ezer, in Simen Linyan Chalitzis, Simen Kuf Samach Tes, Sifir Aleph. So again, this whole discussion that we're having is that we know with Beis Edim that he's 13 years old. If we don't know with Beis Edim that he's 13 years old, then the two Cyrus aren't going to help us. The only thing that helps us if we don't know he's 13 is the Ribui Cyrus. Alright, so we covered a little bit more ground. B'siyata d'shmaya, hodu l'Hashem ki tov, ki le'olam chazdo. And obviously we have a lot more to say as tshuva goes on. And obviously there are many other tshuvas, as I mentioned, from Chacham Ovadia. And I'm hoping, b'ritzos Hashem darkeinu, that we will be able to see that, b'simcha b'tuv lev of Meirov Kol, and we will proceed further, please God, and continue seeing the flaws of Mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and happiest.